The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Now, last week when I was in for Ryan, I think it was a Wednesday actually, I spoke to Jay Bobniak. He's a really impressive young fella and he was recently awarded the Irish Red Cross Young Humanitarian of the Year 2020. He was a Croatian teenager. He came to Ireland a couple of years ago. He was looking for work. He ended up sleeping in Phoenix Park in St. Stephen's Green. And he got his life together when he bumped into a fellow called Aubrey McCarthy, who's on the line. And Aubrey is the man behind the Teagling Centre on Pierce Street in Dublin. Good morning, Aubrey.
Happy New Year, Oliver.
And the same to you and many of them. And we should say, actually, you were also nominated, weren't you, for the Irish Red Cross Humanitarian of the Year Award.
I was. And Jay won it, and I didn't get it.
He won the young one, and you were nominated for the more kind of mature gentlemen's or gentle people's award.
Yes.
But come here to me. So he had great things to say about Teagling, and we'd loads of comments from people saying it's a fantastic centre and everything that goes on there. I mean, he didn't have addiction problems, but you do work with people who have addiction issues, don't you?
Yeah, Oliver, Teagling was set up to help people with life-controlling problems. Now, that could be, addiction, it could be mental health, it could be homelessness, it could be whatever.
Yeah.
And so what we do is we try to help people progress. Just on a note, I just wanted to say, the Callan's Kicks, that was the best one ever.
Thank you very much.
Enjoyed it. And I met you at a function in Portmarnock, like a charity function, and
yes.
I was trying to impress the crowd to give money to Teagling, and you got up and said that the only reason you give money to Aubrey is because he looks like Thomas Slab Murphy.
So
that'll tell you, we met before. But regarding
There's a bit of a digression, yes, I do remember that. But look, don't be flattering me now. This is all about, this is your pitch for the charity, in fairness.
That's it.
Because it is a fabulous charity. And it started with the No Books Cafe, didn't it?
Started with the No Books Cafe, where we used to pull up on O'Connell Street, big green bus.
Yeah.
And we used to, it was converted into a restaurant. And what you had is you had volunteers feeding the homeless, giving sleeping bags, and trying to refer them on to addiction rehab, mental health facilities, homeless services, etc. What happened then was, over time, the volunteers became the people that we tried to help. They actually sort of graduated, did well, and then they started to help others. And
yeah.
Jay Bobniak was an example of that. I remember when Jay first came on the bus. I remember the night he came on.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't look at you, himself and his brother. And he was just really down on his luck.
Yeah.
And over time, he started to engage. And I got a text after your show from Judge Gillian Hussey. Gillian is the patron of Teagling.
Yes.
And she just said, Aubrey, it's unbelievable to see that that's the exact same chap that that came those years ago. But I remember...
Because he's bursting with confidence now.
Bursting with confidence. I think you couldn't stop him on the interview. He was just talking about his life. And he had no interest in education at all.
Wow.
And he's done his master's degree, or doing his master's degree. He did his honours degree. And you just go, this is a guy that's going to conquer the world. And when he came along, he was a guy down on his luck.
Yeah.
And I remember hearing Oliver, Lady Gaga being interviewed. And she was saying, you can walk into a room with 100 people who don't believe in you. But one that does will make all the difference. And I think that's what Teagling tries to do. We try to help people. Listen, what are you good at? Are you good at painting? Are you good at gardening? Do you want to pursue education? Let's see if we can add value there.
Yeah. So you were able to draw out his confidence, really, because he spoke, you know, very affectionately about you and how you approached him and suddenly gave him that level of confidence. I mean, how do you spot it with someone who is, as you say, so down on their luck?
We've been blessed with volunteers and blessed with staff. Even during COVID, we're on lockdown in the centres, and even the day programme is all on Zoom, etc. But in the Lighthouse, we're still serving meals through DCM, which I'm also a chair of, and they own the Lighthouse. And then we run the No Books Cafe in the evening.
That's the Dublin Christian Mission.
Yeah. That's there since 1828.
Okay.
And so they asked me to get involved a number of years ago. So now I'm chair of that. And sort of the two services work well together. In the last number of months, we've had an increase of 500% of demand. We operate a NECAS system, so you can see who's coming in, who's applying for help, who's ringing, who's emailing. And that's just from the Tiglin side. With DCM, I think we've served over 75,000 meals since the start of March. So we're still engaging with the people, but what we've done is we've put in a booth downstairs, and it's all Perspex, so the person sits on the other side of the booth, and that person then can come along and say, listen, I need help in X, Y, or Z area.
Yeah.
You know. So, and another new project which we're doing is in Nace, Oliver, and it's basically for people that haven't come from addiction. It's young guys who need to progress, like Jay Bobanak, and that's been put together by a guy called John Craddock with a group called Homeless Care in Nace, and we're really excited about that. That's going to be starting this year, and it's for Jay Bobanak's 12 Jay Bobanaks to get into education, to get into apprenticeships, and hopefully turn their lives around. Give them a second.
So the fellas that are kind of drifting out there, maybe low on confidence, and just to get into that education to upskill and prepare for the reopening, I suppose, of the world.
Absolutely, absolutely. And to just see the potential that is there. And if you can see, every day when I'm up at the lighthouse, I look at the queue. And the queue now, because it used to go down Pier Street, we're now bringing it down Trinity Lane, because it's embarrassing the people on the street.
Oh, I see, yes. So we have it down
the quiet lane. People have their integrity and their dignity. So I look at that queue and I say, okay, what can we do for Mary, Bob, Johnny, Paddy, and see not only a sleeping bag or something to eat, let's see, is there an angle we can add education-wise, rehabilitation-wise, etc.
I mean, Aubrey, at times you kind of think, are we talking about the 1950s here? I mean, this is a rich country and you have people, the sense of shame around, you know, poverty and being down on the look and looking for help. And yet the fact that you have to put them down, you know, a side street and so on. How do you keep yourself spirited? How do you keep going knowing these are problems that exist in the world where they shouldn't?
Well, you got encouraged from listening to Jay Bobanak the other day. I could give you, and this is not an arrogant boast, but I could give you 100 Jay Bobanaks over the last 12 years that have their lives changed. Interesting, I was talking to a guy the other day who I met begging outside Houston Station, okay? And I knew him from years ago. He came to the centre, he got himself sorted, he's now gone and done his degree in UCD, he now has a restaurant, he employs 20 people. So my best spokespeople are people that I cannot use, because you'd know them and you don't know anything about their past.
I see, yes. Yeah. Well, look, it's an inspiring story, and you're not even here looking for handouts or anything, you're just getting on with it and letting people know the service is available and to encourage people who might need it.
Absolutely. And we've been blessed. People have been brilliant. Our fundraising efforts are down by 70%.
Okay.
But different, St. Patrick's in Greystones, the school there, they sponsored one of our Sundays. The Queeley Group in Nace, they gave us food to keep the cafe going. Mac Construction, they sent us 15 grand. Yeah. All of that money helps. Fundraisers down by 70%. But our website is tiglin.ie. If you buy
Perfect.
Into what
tiglin.ie.
We're doing,
listen, I'm sorry I have to cut you short because we need to go to ad breaks to raise money ourselves
here.
But Aubrey McCarthy, Happy New Year to you and best wishes to everyone at Tiglin.
See you, Oliver. God bless.
Thank you. Bye.